The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Napa, get the good stuff.
And now, the Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
I got a very nice email, and Father James McQuarters is with us. And we got a very nice email from a caller, from a listener, who said that he is supporting something called AnySoldier.com. This is a great organization. Father McQuarters? Sir?
Phil, I don't want to come on the program without...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know that you need to have that...
And let me tell you why I need this. I'm Father James McQuarters. And when you hear the lilting sound, is there anything, Phil, quite like the Celtic harp? The Celtic harp. The sound that makes... You know, Phil, when I was young seminarian there in County Meath, I came upon a young boy one day walking very slowly down a road.
And what has this got to do with the soul?
It's a great... Here's my idea about AnySoldier.com. I'd like everyone to write down this web address, www.AnySoldier.com. You could send things to the soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan and remind them they're doing a great work. They're God's right hand. It is the most Christian of things to smite an evil enemy. In fact, Jesus teaches us that it is at the very heart of love itself. God. Years ago, I...
Whoa, hold on.
What?
Kill the music for a second, bud.
Well, Phil, I can't be talking without the...
Don't give me the gotta hear the Irish kelp to talk. What did I just hear?
I'm having some leaf. I gotta kick asses. I got a business to run.
Okay, Mo Green.
Yes, AnySoldier.com is wonderful.
Well, I found out about it today, and I thought that it was a...
Well, that got it.
What are you doing, man? You're smoking pot on the air while you're talking to me?
Phil, I'm having some of the leaf, God's own leaf. I'm having some of God's own leaf. What's wrong with that? The lad works hard all day, saving sins and whatnot, or saving sinners. You know,
All right, okay, look, just get out of here, will you?
You blowing me off?
Yeah, I'm blowing you off. Get him out of here. What a jive monkey he is, man. I'm trying to talk about this. This was a very nice email we got, and I want people to know about AnySoldier.com.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. I mean, I'm always blaming you, bud.
You made the call.
And I didn't know where the guy was smoking dope. And what's with this? He's got to have the Celtic music every time he talks. It was a very nice email we got from a guy, and what you can do is go to anysoldier.com, and you can just package things and send them to, and it goes to any soldier in Iraq or Afghanistan. And there's actually a really cool kind of letter on the website from a guy who writes, hey, I'm in charge of disseminating or dispersing a lot of this stuff, and I can tell you that he's a sergeant in the army over there, and he says, I can tell you, this is so appreciated by the soldiers. And it helps us know that we've got a country behind us. I mean, that's very cool, and we're very grateful that they know that. So, and I'm very happy that the dude who sent me the email did. And I'm sorry, man, I'll dig it out here in a second. But it basically is called AnySoldier.com, and it's the kind of thing. Don't turn the music up, bud.
He's back.
I don't give a crap if he calls back. What does that mean? You just turn the music up?
Yeah.
Yeah, Father.
I don't understand your anger, but I know it's not Christ-like. Jesus never got angry when a man blasted the leaf. Why would you? And
how many guys did he meet in his life that were blasting up leaf?
Well, what about Lazarus? You know, I mean, the guy's like walking up, the walking dead? Come on!
Yeah, that's it, man. Lazarus, he came back from the dead because he was smoking all that herb.
I think it preserved the lad. But I think AnySoldier.com is... By the way, Phil, I saw the news about Michael Jackson, and Matt Drudge said it very well. They're playing the Vaseline card. And I think it's just...
All right, thanks a lot.
Oh, because I'm talking Vaseline? You want to?
Yeah, because you're smoking dope and talking Vaseline, and you're a priest. All those three things together, I can't deal with.
Yeah, you're all in a heap today. What's wrong with you?
What do you think? Get me a Catholic priest talking Vaseline and leaf smoking? No, 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 no. Not me, brother. Not today. All right, tonight on the show, very interesting guest, Mr. Vernon Dozier, who's been on our program before. He's a football coach, a high school teacher, and he has started an organization. Basically, he believes that the child support money that ex-husbands pay their ex-wives for the support of their children is being mishandled. It's being misspent, if you will, by those women. And he has put his ex-wife, on a debit card. He's tracking every single thing she buys with that money. She's challenged him in court over this, so we'll talk with him about that. G. Gordon Liddy, and we're going to have Mr. Liddy on tonight to talk about what he'd like to do to Mark Felt. He is, of course, Mr. Felt was Deep Throat, and Deep Throat gave a lot of secrets to the two reporters, Woodward and Bernstein. Well, Mr. Liddy wound up in prison. Mr. Liddy wound up doing a stretch in prison, singing in the shower brave German marching songs so all the potential jail rapists and big bull queens wouldn't come near him. And that was as a result of what Woodward and Bernstein did. So I'm sure Mr. Liddy will be interesting when he talks about what he'd like to do to Mark Felt. Now, I have an update on my car. Oh, Tsunami Sam going to be here?
Yeah, he's out in the hall. You have a song.
Yeah, well, I figured he did. General Johnson Jameson tonight with Art Bell, looking for Frosty the Snowman. Will they find him? Yeah, they've been looking for him for a long time. You know, there's Bigfoot, the abominable snowman, you know, UFOs, bud. There's also Frosty the Snowman, where, you know, does he exist? There have been sightings, and they've even found, weren't you telling me?
Yeah, they found a pile of his dung, of his dew.
Right. They oftentimes, scientists will track animals by finding what they call spore or their stool, you know, their crap.
Yeah.
And they have found a pile of Frosty the Snowman's crap, and they're looking at it now. And we're also going to have on Harvey Weierman Law Talk with a little bit about more on the Michael Jackson case, which looks like it's winding down. It's a sick man. It's bad. If that cat's innocent, if they find that Jackson's innocent, he got to sue everybody. I'd sue the whole world, starting with me. And I didn't really do anything bad, but just go ahead, Michael, sue me. Now I want to tell you about 2 weeks ago. I told you that I was accelerating onto the freeway in my Jaguar. And the reason why, by the way, I talk about having a Jaguar is that my listeners discovered I had a Jaguar. I was taking pictures in traffic, and they saw the hood ornament, and I got 8 million letters. Oh, you drive a Jag, huh? I guess you think your spore doesn't stink. So anyway, I'm pulling on the freeway, and I accelerated, and then I kind of let my foot off the gas, as we all do, to sort of decelerate the car a little bit. Well, the car kept racing, and I thought I had some kind of a jammed accelerator. I put the brakes on. The car was still running, but it was able to, you know, I was able to slow it down and eventually throw it into neutral and get it over to the side of the road. And that's where AAA took over, and so on and so forth. Well, I got a call from the guy the other day, the guy at the place, a guy named Ray, nice guy. He's got a big beard, and he's almost like Santa Claus, Ray is. He's the kind of guy you want to talk to, you know. He looks fatherly. And, well, I'll tell you right now what happened, Mr. Henry, and this is a hell of a deal. And, by the way, I'm not blaming you. Not blaming you at all. Although I could. And, well, what happened, right? Well, what happened was this. Now, apparently, they're able to go back. Did you know they go back in the computer of your car? They can track every event of your automobile. When they go back and they look at the car's computer, they can track the acceleration over I don't know how many days and weeks. They know exactly what happened every second of the day that automobile was in use. The acceleration, the RPMs, everything. Braking. They did it with Princess Diana. When she died, the first thing they did is they went into the computer of that Mercedes to see, did in fact the brakes fail? Was there some kind of an unusual event? That's what today's automobiles are capable of, and that's why there's no such thing anymore as being a grease monkey. Guys today that work on cars have got to have some kind of savvy concerning computers. So they went back into the computer of my car, and they found out that I wasn't lying. Something happened. They saw the spike in the acceleration of the car back on Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday. And it turns out that when the tow truck guy came to pull my car up onto the flatbed, he was inside the car adjusting things. And he moved what the cause of the problem was. You know what caused it? Was a piece of carpeting got stuck up under the accelerator. Because when the car got back to Jaguar, they could not duplicate the event. Nothing happened. I mean, I turned it on. I said, I'm telling you, I turned the thing on. It was, no, I understand. I believe you. Yeah, sure. Anyway, no, I swear, I'm telling you. Well, the carpeting got stuck under there. So they, now, if I was this kind of guy, which I'm not, I suppose I could say, well, I think that's a lawsuit, isn't it, Hal? My husband, Hal, is an attorney. Hal?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a lawsuit. But I'm not going to go there because...
You're a white man.
Because I'm a white man. What do you mean, because I'm a white... Come here. More of that racial sensitivity, man.
What do you expect when you give me Mein Kampf to read?
Well, you're right. I did give you Mein Kampf. I didn't sue because... I'm not going to sue because I can understand that these things happen. I'm alive and all's well that ends well. Anyway, that was it. It was carpeting. But that is a potential lawsuit. It was like some cat, like that lady who put the finger in the chili. If she'd had a Jaguar, of course, maybe she was trying to buy a Jaguar by sticking a finger in the chili. But in any event, I mean, that now that's a bona fide lawsuit, honey. And they wouldn't release the car back to me. I said, well, is the car running good now? Yes, it is. Well, can I have the car back? No, you may not. Why? Because we will not release. Jaguar won't give you the car back till they find out what the hell happened. Because if it happens again and you wind up plastering yourself over about 6 square miles of freeway, here's a little bit of fill here. Down another 100 yards, a little bit of fill down there. You know, we don't want your, you know, we don't want your family coming back and really laying into us for a lot of money. So that was the end of that, and I thought I'd let you guys know. All's well that ends well, bud.
Great, you got a Jaguar that runs. Good for you.
Well, thanks. I'm sorry you're so freaking jealous. 1-800-449-8686 to Phil Henry. I thought I told you to hang up on him.
You know, what's the problem? You're busting my crest and it's over the leaf.
Hang up on that stoner. Coming up, we've got G. Gordon Liddy on what he'd like to do to Mark Felt, and, just a lot of other things. Art Bell tonight, Harvey Weierman, and Vernon Dozier. All ahead on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We also have our flashback request. When's that, next hour? We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour tonight on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
What to call Art West of the Rockies, West of the Rockies, all that crap.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. Later on in the Phil Henry program, you'll be hearing a G. Gordon Liddy impression, and... he basically sounds like me. Tonight, on Coast to Coast AM, General Johnson Jameson will join us, and we will be in the field. Now, my understanding is, Bermuda is my wife, and by the way, Bermuda is a corral in which you keep horses. Bermuda, my understanding is we do have a two-way radio hookup. Is that right, darling?
Uh-huh.
And we'll be talking with General Johnson Jameson as he tracks Frosty the Snowman at the San Gregorio Pass, I think it is. It's a big mountain named after an Italian. I don't like Italians, so it's difficult for me to say Italian instead of Guinea. But first, this word from Peanut Enterprises. Friends, I know that you've been asking yourselves, what is it with this hand crank radio? Can I really crank it and hear things? Well, crank the radio, yes. But I'm getting an awful lot of email from a lot of you coast-to-coast listeners who say, Art, I cranked it last night and I couldn't hear a thing. Well, when we talk about cranking it, we're talking about having the hand crank radio. You people that are cranking something else, your problem, your loss. So whether you're yanking it or cranking it, get the hand crank radio, new from Peenemann Enterprises. Just crank it and listen to China for about 3 seconds before you have to crank it again. This letter from Mrs. K in Southbury, Connecticut, saying, "Dear Art, I love my hand crank radio. I cranked it. I heard Radio Beijing for about 3 minutes. Then I had to crank it again. I've got a severe case of tendonitis. I've got a huge ganglia in my wrist. I look like the Elephant Man. Thanks for nothing." It's new from Piedmont Enterprises. Next time you feel like cranking something, make sure it's the radio. And welcome back to Coast to Coast on the line, General Johnson Jameson. General Jameson is present. General Jameson?
Yes, Art. I was just testing. I've got a Marshall 3030, and we are expecting. We're going to make contact tonight. Pull. Yeah, that'll do it.
And who is Igor with you?
Igor, say hello.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, Igor's here. We're sitting around the campfire. We've got a pot of coffee. We are waiting for Frosty the Snowman. I'm frightened, Art. I can tell you very frankly, I'm frightened. Because...
Now, you have tracked the Abominable Snowman. You've tracked all of these. The Yeti. The Chupacabra.
I've done it all, yes.
And you say that you track Frosty the Snowman in the same way that you track any animal looking for piles of its dung.
Yes, exactly.
Can I ask you,
Well, hold on with that, okay? That needs to simmer. That's very good gazpacho there, but I need to,
Well, am I interrupting dinner?
Well, Igor gets a little eager here. Just let me handle it, okay? Yes, now go get the fondue.
All right. Anyway, General?
Yes, all right, I'm sorry.
So you are there at the campfire, and that's fine, and I understand that. But I want to ask you about how do you spot Frosty the Snowman's spore or droppings?
Well, we did see some just about a half a click down the highway here, and we're pretty sure it's Frosty the Snowman droppings.
And what does it look like?
Well, it's just a snowball. But it is. If you can imagine Frosty the Snowman when... And excuse me for putting it these ways, but when he gets up in the morning, stretches, and decides to go and pinch one off, all it is just a snowball.
Tell him about the slush, man.
Oh, yeah, we found some slush, too, so I don't know what he was eating, but...
What is that, like diarrhea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what you're laughing about, Bell, but you've laughed at me for the last time. Because tonight, we're going to give Frosty the Snowman.
Well, I can understand that, General Jameson.
All right, now we are moving into an area here in the San Gregorio Pass called Devil's Pass. This means a lot of travelers back in the 17th century were not able to make it out of here alive. Oh, will you quit playing with the gun?
What? Quit playing? Stop it!
You really should be careful with that.
Don't worry about it. All right, we're moving on now. Here, we are looking for Frosty the Snowman. Igor is cleaning up some of the plates. And do you see him?
Yeah.
All right, there he is. Art, we've made contact with Frosty the Snowman.
Get away. What? Watch the carrot nose. Watch the carrot nose.
Ah! Oh, my God. What's going on?
He's got a hold of Igor. Let go of him.
I'm going to have to fire on him, Art.
Remember that this is an endangered species.
You mean Frosty the Snowman, an endangered species? What species would that be? Jesus.
Well, you said you found a lump of his crap, and it's nothing more than a snowball.
Yeah, all right, so sue me.
Let go of him, I say!
Art, I will have to shoot.
Please, be careful.
Let go of me, you carrot-nosed piece of...
He's clearing. Now, look at him. He's looking at me with those cool eyes. I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
Take that. And here's another one.
We got him, Art. We got him.
What was that other shot I heard?
I shot my foot.
God, look at that.
The gun was at my side. I just blew my foot off. We've killed Frosty the Snowman. He's bleeding now. Might make good drinking water once you catch that in the canteen.
You got it, baby.
Is Igor all right?
Yes, he is. He's fine. I have to tell your listeners that Frosty the Snowman is the most frightening phenomenon of the extra dimension. You can talk about the Abominable Snowman, you can talk about UFOs, all of these things. But when Frosty looks at you with those big coal eyes of his, and he goes to work at you with that carrot nose, no, sir. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir.
Well, General Jameson, I'm glad that all's well. that ends well.
He's bleeding profusely. Come on, get a mop. Get a sponge and get the canteen.
General Jameson, am I led to believe that when Frosty the Snowman bleeds, all it is just water?
Yeah. Well, what'd you think it was?
Well, you say he's crapping and it's just a snowball. Aren't there other snowballs around?
Yeah. I don't understand your question.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Michael Jackson is, well, is up against it. The D-Day is coming up. The defense, I believe, is going to continue making its final arguments, if I'm reading the news wires correctly. Margaret Gray is going to join us here in just a second. She asked me to get something off of the internet here, but I don't know whether, if you would be able to look for this.
What are you going to do?
I'm trying to find this particular. See this here? This is a particular song that I want you to find for me. But in any event, we're going to bring Margaret Gray on the line. And if you wouldn't mind, Bud, find the lyrics to Rock With You, because I need that. Margaret, how are you?
Well, Phil, I guess I'm doing a lot better than Michael Jackson at this particular point.
So do you think he's going to get convicted?
I think this man, Stanton, the district attorney in Santa Barbara, California, is so low, is such a low quality of human being, is an individual who wants nothing but Michael Jackson's blood, not just on his hands, but all over the front of him. I think this man, Stanton, would be happy if he had Michael Jackson's blood in his mouth. He's tasting blood, and he wants Michael Jackson imprisoned. And I don't think there's any way Michael's going to get out of it.
You don't?
No, I have no... I don't have any doubt in my mind now. I think Michael has been...
Well, you think he's being railroaded, don't you?
Railroaded is a very strong word. I think that the evidence has been taken and twisted. I think it's been taken and it's been twisted. And when...
What has been twisted? In other words...
Well, just because the man may have an unusual relationship with young people insofar as he relates to them, one child to another, does not mean that he's having sex with them. And...
All right, let me read you something here, and you probably read it, but it has to do with what was in court today. Michael Jackson apparently was asking about somebody going to get Vaseline in the car, that somebody observed him aroused, that there was a...
So I can come on and tell you that my name is Jesus H. Christ, and that I just got off the... and I woke up feeling a little cross this morning. Are you going to believe it?
Not only am I not going to believe it, I'm going to think you're being very, very offensive.
Oh, I see. I'm being very, very offensive, but when someone says, oh, yeah, Michael Jackson, guess what? He asked me for a jar of Vaseline. Oh, come on.
So what are you saying, that this is kind of an obvious setup?
Obvious? If I was the DA of Santa Barbara and I wanted the real closing witness, I really wanted something that would slam the door shut on this case. I know. Why didn't I get someone who will say that Michael had me run out to his car for an industrial-sized can of Vaseline?
He didn't say that.
Well, that's what people are thinking. That's what.
Well, wait a moment. He didn't say that. He said, "Go to the car. I got Vaseline in the glove box."
Yes, exactly, exactly. So I know we're losing the case on points. Really, we haven't been able to make it very clear. We've got a lot of innuendo. We've got a lot of hearsay. We have no proof. So let me just put into the jurors' minds this image of someone saying, "Right away, Mr. Jackson," trotting out to Michael's car, whatever it is, and pulling out of the center glove console a huge jar of... Why are you laughing?
Because you're laughing.
Well, I'm only laughing because you're laughing.
You really like to you really like to take it to the extreme, don't you? You really like...
I don't think I am, Phil, really.
Well, I didn't, nobody said go out and get a huge jar of Vaseline. No. God!
You know, you act like you're shocked. You act like...
I am shocked! He's not doing... Now, look, you may have a point. You may have a point that this DA realizes that he ain't exactly making a lot of marks here, that he's not presented any hard physical evidence. There's been a lot of conflicting testimony. So why don't we just drop the old Vaseline bomb, just like Drudge said.
That's exactly right. And it is the Vaseline card, as you will. Say Vaseline, Phil, man, people run. Look, I'll tell you something. Did you ever see the movie Jaws?
Yes, of course.
There's a marvelous scene there with Murray Hamilton. And he says, you know, in the middle of summer, you yell barracuda, people say, huh, what? You yell shark. And you've got to panic. Well, the same can be said for Vaseline. You say Lubriderm, people say...
Oh, come on, will you?
No, I'm telling you...
What are you telling...
I'm telling you, say the word Vaseline, and the guy's guilty. Guilty as the day is long. Guilty as I stand here. And so, that's really my point of view. And what time have you got?
Excuse me?
What time you got?
I got 20 to 8 on the Pacific Coast.
Frank, hurry up, will you? We've got a dinner appointment. Can I get to it? Or
you know, Ms. Gray, I'm having you on my program.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm having you on my program to hear your opinion. Did you feel that this is just all a precursor to you getting to sing your song?
I told you I wanted to sing.
That's not the reason why I'm having you on. I'm having you on as an entertainment writer.
Okay, you heard my opinion. This guy, Smetten, dropped the Vaseline bomb. I don't think Michael Jackson will get any justice in that courtroom this week in Santa Barbara, which, by the way, is not what I would call coal black. You know, Santa Barbara has got so many white people.
Well, I think it's very unfair for you to just judge based upon the fact that it's a white jury that he won't get justice.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, Dr. King. Anyway, Phil...
You know, I don't even know why I'm going to let you sing after that.
I'm going to sing the song and then I'm going to leave. This is from Michael Jackson. I wish I had the music, but I don't. Just imagine the wonderful groove of this song. This song's got a marvelous groove. Do, 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 do. Okay. One, two, three, and do, 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 do. Girl, close your eyes. Let that rhythm get into you. Drone, try to fight it. Well, wait a minute. I lost my place.
God, that sounds horrible.
What?
That sounded horrible.
How dare you?
You coming on my program, girl.
I don't have the music.
Great. I got to take a break. Get your act together.
And I won't be spoken to like that.
Well, you come on my program with your industrial-sized can of Vaseline. You. Oh, man.
Look at you laughing. You think it's funny, a man going away for a long time, don't you? A long stretch.
No, I don't. Be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. I believe Michael Jackson is one of the greatest performers in the history of entertainment in our world. Michael, we are all pulling for you. I believe you to be innocent, despite the Vaseline crack and the KY crack and all of that. If you'll pardon me saying crack. Girl, open your eyes. Let that rhythm get into you. Don't try to fight it. There ain't nothing that you can do.
All right, hold on for a minute.
How dare you interrupt me?
You're butchering it left and right. I can't listen to that. And if you're going to sing, why do you got to sing along with him?
I wanted the music. And my piano player happens to be giving lessons tonight.
Oh, I see. Ordinarily, he backs you up.
Yes.
It's okay. Well, I'm sorry, but I can't listen to that.
Well, Phil, I'll just tell you, I'll leave you with this thought. As I said to you before the break, I'll say it again. I think it's extremely, very, very suspicious that this guy, Sneddon, has such a thing for Michael Jackson. The last, as he's doing his closing argument, says, oh, guess what? We found a big, huge tube of KY in his car. To hell with it.
Did she hang up?
Yep.
You know, I love the way that the whole hyperbole is just amazing. It goes from a jar of Vaseline, which was what was reported in the news, to a huge tube of KY. You know, KY is one of those, I don't even know what the hell they make KY jelly for. I mean, for instance, Vaseline, you say that, and people, well, I suppose someone uses it to protect their lips, you know. But when you say KY jelly, there's only one thing that comes to people's minds. Only one. And that's why Margaret's using that. What?
If you're going to talk about me, don't talk about me behind my back.
Well, I basically said what you said.
No, you didn't. You called me a liar.
Well, you said a big, huge tube of KY jelly.
Yes.
So we could make it very clear what it is we're talking about.
Well, I didn't say it. Sneddon said it.
Sneddon said Vaseline. He didn't say KY.
I heard him say, go... Michael Jackson said to someone... The words were, yo, bro, I got some E's in my car.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Later on, Vernon Dozier on child support payments. Should a man be able to track exactly how his ex-wife is spending that money? G. Gordon Liddy will be with us. And more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Wrong sound effect. I'm Ross Mitchell. That's the wrong sound effect. And now we join the National Spelling Bee for the Deaf. In this edition of GE and NBC's Obvious Tasteless Humor... For the masses. Good evening, everyone. This is Bud Fricken, and tonight we will be joining the Spelling Bee for the Deaf here in Bloomington, Indiana. Now, why are we joining a Spelling Bee for the Deaf? Because it's an obvious place, a jumping-off point, if you will, for really dumb humor. Can you imagine the young people attempting to spell words who are deaf? Well, let's join them. All right, Bobby Brown. Bobby.
Yeah.
Spell cat.
All
right. Very good. It was absolutely. I think the young man had a very good grasp of it. Susie Jones. Susie, how are you, honey? All right, Susie, how do you spell dog? Dog. That's right. Jesus, these kids are sharp. All right, we'll take this time out. Bud, what do you think so far? What are we seeing? Well, we're seeing kids that are really on top of it. Dog, cat, bird. And I'm just really pleased. I'm pleased with the whole thing. Oh, wait a minute. The cafeteria sound effect just dropped out. Pardon us. Now, here are the things that I want to point out about this national spectacle.
Off the bit.
I know. Yes?
Boy, you're really hitting it out of the park tonight. Oh, excuse me, the sound effects dropped out. What's wrong with you anyway?
Nothing, man. I forgot that I had Dancing Queen up.
Yeah, you forgot you had Dancing Queen up. You know, between Dancing Queen and your industrial tube of KY, you're really on a one-track bit tonight. Now, when I hear... I don't want the sound effects dumping out anymore. Do you understand?
Yeah, all right, fine, man. I'm sorry.
Put it on loop.
Put it on loop, bud.
All right.
All right, it's looping.
Let me hear it.
Is that good enough?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Now do the bit.
What do you mean do the bit?
Do it!
Welcome to the National Spelling Bee.
And you got a deaf kid there. Go, no, do it.
And we have Susie. Susie spelled cat. All right, Susie, and now we have... What are you waiting for, David?
I want to make sure the sound effects don't drop out like they did the last time. I'm sitting there enjoying the bit, hearing about, you know, these deaf kids messing words up, and all of a sudden, dead silence, and it, all the momentum died. You remember, timing is everything, Phil. Comedy is not...
Oh, get a load of you telling me about comedy.
Just comedy's not easy. Now go ahead, keep doing it.
Keep doing what?
Do the bit, will you?
Come on, you're pissing him off.
All right, welcome back here to the spelling contest. And now here's little Joey Brown. And Joey, we want you to spell the word mud. Spell mud. Very good.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, then you're out of the bit. Kill the sound effects. Darth Hall has spoken.
Hail Darth Hall!
You talk about screwing a bit up, man. What's that guy jumping in the middle of it for?
Hey, your sound effects messed up.
Go ahead, do the bit. You know what, man? What's the point?
Are you going to cry?
Maybe. Maybe I will. God! Anyway, as I was saying, there have been a lot of...
Great show as always, Mr. Henry.
What was that?
It's my new ringer on my phone. Hello? No, I'm in the middle of work right now. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll meet you at the same place, right? Bye.
It's the new ringer on your phone.
Yeah, it's R.C. Collins.
Would you mind maybe not having it on?
I gotta take a call. I'm sorry.
Anyways, I was saying, the Michael Jackson case...
Great show as always, Mr. Henry.
Will you, bud...
Hello? Hold on. Hello? Yeah. No, it's the Copper Penny over there in Monrovia. Yeah. All right, bye. Sorry.
Why did you change the ring of your phone to that?
Because it's neat.
Great show as always, Mr. Henry.
Gotta take this call, too.
Will you...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she likes you. Well, she said she wants to see you again. I don't know. I don't know if they're real. I don't know if they're real. They look real.
Do you mind?
Hold on for a minute. What?
I'm doing a show. Do you mind?
Hold on. Yeah. I don't know. They look real. I said they look real. Well, so what if they're not real? Hold on. I got a call waiting.
Great show as always, Mr. Henry.
Hello?
Wait. Bud, give me the phone.
Don't take my phone.
There, now you don't have a phone anymore.
You killed my phone!
Yep, I killed your phone. Unbelievable.
Great show as always, Mr. Henry.
Hey, it still works. Give me that.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.